This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rip. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
This guy is slave on his face. You think he wanted the masters with his masters? You greedy bastard, so tickets to walk through his house. I'm surprised you ain't auctioning off the casket. Don't pick bromie, don't pick homie. I seen pure admiration become rivals. I've been to Paris at least 2 times. I seen the Eiffel.
Ready for a deep breath, fill up the void. Eyes open them up, take off the coins. Still stinging from tears.
Don't big bro me, don't big homie. I'm glad you got that. I see that you caught the reference. Y'all don't know who I'm talking to, but I do. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J.Dot Flam, representing the White Pants Society. And I must start by thanking you, first and foremost, for taking whatever time out of your day to come chill with me, listen to my random ramblings, whatever it is I do here. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly, greatly appreciate that. We're running back another episode. I did an episode with my homie, and he wasn't necessarily happy with the sound quality, I guess. I'm hoping it wasn't the quality of the interview, but we're going to get into that. But yeah, so we're going to run it back. I'm going to introduce him in a minute, but you know what I got to do first? I got to do the Chef Elise report.
Pause, nigga.
Oh, fucking it up already. Chef Elise report. Damn. Third time's the charm. This is the Chef Elise report.
Out of Pepe.
Yes, sir, I am. I've been having mad computer issues. I don't know what... Ain't shit working right now. Anyway, quick Chef Elise update. Because this... And I just wonder if other parents go through this, right? So they got everything is an app now. So her school got an app. The teacher sends messages and shit through the app. It's all crazy to me. But I see the teacher send a message. So I log into the app. And basically it's saying, you know, sorry for the late notice. But Elise is getting an award for perfect attendance. Which one, me and her mother don't know how the fuck she got perfect attendance. I know she done missed mad days for allergies and all kinds of other shit. But whatever. If that's what they doing, that's what they doing. And he's telling me it's Friday. This is Wednesday. He's telling me the award ceremony Friday. It's like at 9 o'clock in the morning or something like that. Which, you know, obviously most parents gonna be at work. But they're saying, you know, you can show up if you want to, that kind of thing. And I remember what it was like for me as a kid. Like this is how fucked up like childhood was for me and the people that I was around. Like I did junior ROTC all 4 years in high school. And we went to mad competitions every year. And none of our parents ever came to a single motherfucking competition. Like, none of them. And we was all so used to, like, parents not being there that we actually made fun of the one kid whose grandfather showed up to everything. We gave that nigga the blues. Like, he probably cried a couple times after competitions the way we used to laugh at him because his grandpops was there. And it's like, we made a nigga feel bad because he actually had a support system. Like, that's how toxic shit was growing up for me. But so I'm trying to reverse the trend. I try to be there for everything that I can for as long as, you know, Chef Elise wants me around. I know it's gonna come a day where she don't want pops around, so you know I gotta take advantage of this while I can. But I text her mom to be like, hey, you know, I seen the message, I'm gonna try to make it. And and we both was feeling the same thing. Like, I felt fucked up because we both was secretly disappointed that she was winning an award because now we got to show up to some shit. Like, it was like, is that just parenthood where you're like, damn, I wish my kid wasn't so dope so I wouldn't have to keep coming the fuck up there or whatever. But I felt that way. I felt the need to confess it here because that's what I do. You know, we family. I know y'all don't judge me. Or if you do, you don't talk to me about it because I don't get no feedback. So whatever. But yeah, I'm just disappointed that my daughter's getting perfect attendance. And I know she don't have perfect attendance, but I'm going to show up anyway because that's what dad's supposed to do, I guess. Whatever. I don't know. My dad didn't. But anyway, that's the Chef Elise report.
Pause, nigga.
I can't. All right, hold on. Take two. That's the Chef Elise report.
Out of Pepe.
Yes, sir. I motherfucking am. Anyway, on that note, we're gonna try to fly straight for the rest of this episode. That's a pause.
Pause, nigga.
All right, we're gonna try to be okay for the rest of this motherfucking episode. I do. I have my brother in the building. Ross Ass from the All on the Table podcast. If you're done laughing at me for fucking up, go ahead. Go ahead and say what's up to the people.
I feel like you keep hitting that pause, nigga, with purpose, to be honest with you.
I usually have my buttons like laid out a certain way, and like I had to brute force some shit on here.
Pause, nigga.
So you know, I don't have things where they usually supposed to be. So
yo, I will say this. You just said the hoodest shit I ever heard you say, son.
What's that?
Real shit. Y'all really bullied a nigga for having a support system. Y'all was fucked up.
Hey, yo, we gave that nigga the blues. His name was, you know how high school is. Like, everybody had a nickname. He had a big ass nose, so we called him Nose.
And wow.
we used to just fuck with that nigga. Like, your grandpop's here, nigga. You got your grandfather over there. Nigga, what are you going to take you for ice cream after this shit, nigga? Like, we just used to fuck with him. I know he hated us. And that shit, and it wasn't until I was a grown man where I was like, damn, we was so fucked up that we didn't understand that that's where it was supposed to be.
Facts.
Our shit. He should have been making fun of us because our parents never came. They don't give a fuck about us. He had somebody that cared about him.
Y'all niggas was reverse bullying this nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we was getting ahead of it. Before he could say something to us, we was going to make him feel bad first.
Out of pocket.
Yeah, it is what it is. It is what it is. But yeah, man. Now go ahead and reintroduce yourself with a better audio quality this time.
Yeah, because that first one, I'm listening, I'm like, damn, man, I sound like smacked ass. And everybody else that came on the show after that was all crisp and clean. I said, damn, I thought me and Flan was supposed to be better than that. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be my mans and all that. You know what I mean? Like, how you going to do a player like that? But he let me redeem myself, so listen up, motherfuckers. Hold up. Make sure I could cuss the way I normally cuss. I cuss the way I normally cuss. I know you say I could cuss, but I cuss differently more than most people. So is it cool if I cuss the amount of times that I would normally cuss on the white pan society?
A lot of people come on this show, and I know they have never heard my show before, and they just be fronting. But you, I know you actually listen to the shit. So you know already, and you're doing this again just to fuck with me. But it is what it is. It's cool.
Roger that. So I be your boy, Ross Sass, host of the All on the Table podcast, talking my shit each and every motherfucking Thursday. Flan be on my show all the time. He used to try to be a fly on the wall, but now the gloves is off. That nigga talk just as much shit as everybody else. So, yeah, I don't see you as Carlton no more, cuz. You know what I'm saying? Well, then again, okay. I don't know. You got remnants of Carlton, but you're not, like, I don't even know which Carlton, though, because I don't think you were, I don't got you as a Hoover vacuum. I don't got you doing that. But I do got you hanging out with the white guys like, hey, fellas, let's play some lacrosse. Oh, yeah. Like, I can see you doing that type of shit, though. You know what I mean?
I mean, I probably won't play lacrosse, but I really have been wanting to try
pickleball. Can you ice skate?
Have you heard of that shit? I have done it. I can't say I'm good at it, but I you know, I do the shit. I'm probably better at that than roller skating.
Roger that. You asked what you asked me, did I ever hear of what?
Pickleball? I feel like I need to.
Pause, nigga.
Thank you. Thank
you. Now, it's like ping pong on a tennis court. Like you play on an actual court.
Oh, them big dumbass paddles that they got.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see. So, yo, so I was at the Y one day, right? And I'm running around the track. Yeah, nigga, I'm fat, but I can still run, motherfucker, before you say something. Running around the track and shit, and I stop. I'm like, what the fuck is they doing with these big dumbass paddles? Them shits was fucking huge, like that shit. And the court was small as shit. I'm like, everybody should be good at that shit. But then I started thinking, like, damn, nobody over there got good knees. So if there was an actual court, like, everybody would look bad, but everybody looked like a beast with the biggest braces I ever seen in my life. Like, everybody's shit was fucked up. That shit was funny as hell.
Yeah, that'd definitely be me. Like, I tried to play flag football, like, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. And I went out there and just, you know, all heart. And I'm going to do my best. I'm going to run as fast as I can. I'm going to play hard. And I remember when the game was over, I was so fucked up. And I'm trying to, like, walk off the field and not show how fucked up I am. And I got to the car, and this is back when I was married. I got to the car. As soon as I got in the car, I just looked at my wife, and I was like, Walgreens. You gotta, I need icy hot, all that shit. Like, just, yeah. Give me the knee brace, the icy hot. I need all that shit. The compression.
You need the whole kit and caboodle, huh?
Whole kit and caboodle. Everything was fucked up. I never been in so much pain in my life. But
Roger, yeah,
that was the end of my athletic career. That's it. That's it for me.
But man, you were still a young boy, huh?
I'm learning. Every time I try to do something athletic, I fuck myself. I can do the running, but I ain't done that in a minute. I ran a marathon in 2015, and I did them 26. Yeah, so 26
just so you
and
know,
miles.
only white people and black foreigners run marathons. But keep going.
You know, man, I got it. I'm leaning into this persona. You know, if they gonna call me the whitest black person they know, then I might as well get some medals and shit for that. So
Roger, it is what it is. Roger, I made it through. Fuck that.
I survived. But yeah, so speaking of surviving, we both survived a vicious, like, just unprovoked attack
Facts.
The other day. And I feel like we need to come on here and, like, you know, talk about this trauma.
Facts.
And try to help other people from accidentally. It couldn't have been an accident because she fired the shot way too many motherfucking times.
Yeah.
Like, we was dead and she kept shooting.
I felt like that was a premeditated loaded clip. Like, and it was specific names on each fucking bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically what happened to Raw now, we got big bro. So that was the point of playing that Jay-Z clip. Like, don't big bro me, don't big homie. Like, that shit was unnecessary. Like, I said right after it happened, you know, throughout all my years of messing around with women, you know, trying or shooting my shot or not shooting my shot, I have never had somebody out of nowhere without me ever making any half-ass advance toward them just be like, out of nowhere, I would never fuck Flint. And then when I was like, damn, that was harsh. Like, I'm not even like I'm trying to fuck you or nothing, but you just had to let me know before I jump out the window in any way, shape, form, or fashion that it'd never happen. Then she tried to back it down and be like, nah, because you bro. And then all of a sudden, me and Raw became bro. And then we was the same bro. We was undistinguishable and shit. And it just kept going, though. It just motherfucking kept going.
It was definitely a brutal attack, man. It was brutal. You know what I'm saying? And you, like you said, unprovoked. Very unprovoked. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I've never had my shot blocked before I walked in the gym. Like, that shit was crazy. Like, it'd be one thing if I was in the gym and I tried to go for an unnecessary layup or, you know, I was out of range and I tried to shoot a three and you like, nah, nigga. But I ain't get to walk in the gym. I ain't got no sneak. I'm still in my flip-flops and socks. I ain't even take my sweats off yet. So you don't even know I got on shorts yet and you blocked my shot.
Now we just walked in the building and it was like, fuck you got that duffel bag for, nigga. I know you ain't about to... I know you ain't thinking you about to change into some shit. Like,
facts.
Nah,
what the fuck is you here for? Happening. Why you even wake up and walk this way this morning? Like, what was you thinking?
So that was an unprovoked bro zone or friend zone or whatever. You say that you get put in the friend zone automatically all the time.
Dude, I'm like the fucking poster boy for the friend zone, son. Like, real shit. Like, if the friend zone ever said, damn, we need a mascot, they will put my face plastered on a motherfucking flyer. Like, I'm the dude that, I don't know, I guess because I'm not a flirty dude. I just don't see the point for it. Like, if we trying to fuck, let's just say that, like, what the fuck we need to flirt for 40 days and 40 nights for, to try to get each other warm? Like, I don't see the point of that shit. Like, what's popping? So I'm the same way with females that I am with dudes. Like, the same way I talk shit to a dude, I talk shit to females. I'll bust on you from day one. I don't fucking care. I bust on myself. So if you think I'm not going to bust on you because you got titties, yeah, you out your motherfucking mind. Because if you do or say or look away, I got jokes for days. Like, and you will catch, the wrath of that motherfucker. I don't give a shit. Like, it is what it is. So I guess because of that, I don't come off as that dude that's like, oh, I'm trying to slide in your cheeks. Like, and I might be, but it's just not something I feel the need to always address at all times. Like, I feel like there's more shit on the planet to talk about. You know what I mean? Like, I want to laugh and joke. I don't want to sit here and be like, oh, I'm trying to fuck, so let me be strategic in my conversation. Fuck no. Ain't nothing strategic about shit I say. It is what the fuck it is. So I instantly get bros on. It'd be like I meet somebody at 9 o'clock, and then by 11:30, they calling me big bro. Like, that shit never fails. Like, I don't even make it to goddamn lunch. Like, before lunch hit, they already like, yo, that's bro right there. Like, it is what it is.
It's unnecessary, ladies. It really is unnecessary. I mean, we know, like, we get the vibe when we in the friend zone. Or maybe that's where we put ourselves. You don't have to, like, go out your motherfucking way to just make sure.
Honestly, I think as men, we don't really give a fuck. Like, we don't need to, we don't feel the need to be like, oh, yeah, you in the sister zone. Like, for fucking what? Like, that's an unnecessary ass title. But I get why some females do it, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. For all of you ladies that's out there listening, there is no man in history that has never made it out of a friend zone that he actually did not want to be in.
Facts.
That's the crazy part. And once you start putting dudes in the friend zone, all you doing is making him want to get out the friend zone now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's that age-old thing. Like, people want what they can't have. And once you try to, you just made it a challenge. And I'm a competitive-ass nigga, so, you know. Once you tell me I can't have something, oh, word, I can't.
Oh, so I ain't going to never be in your mouth ever? Yeah, that's a mission. That's bucket list shit now. Fuck you talking about?
Watch this. But yeah, man, like, what happens to me, though, and this, I don't know if this ever happened to you, bro. Like, so my brother that was on the show a couple weeks ago, 1-3, Reginald 1-3 Greer, you know what I mean? He used to do his thing out there, you know, with the ladies. And I was always, like, the way it would always shake out would be he had a girl, and then they around him for all the boyfriend, girlfriend type shit. And then they meet Flan, the best friend. And then all of a sudden, like, I become the emotional boyfriend. Like, I become the motherfucker they call to talk about, you know, crazy shit, they having a bad day or whatever, whatever, whatever.
Nah.
And then, you know, end of the night, he's like, okay, well, cool, Flan, I'm about to go over to Reggie's house. Like that was cool. Like, don't ever do that shit to me again.
We not doing that. That's just say it that way. Like, as soon as you start telling me your feelings, then I'm like, all right, you might as well come on over. Like, so now you gonna snap out of that shit. Like, oh, wait, what you say? Yeah, like, I got a shoulder for you to cry on. You know the age-old story. It is what it is. Like, we not doing that. We could be cool, but you're not about to sit here and do that. That's just, like, one thing that do happens to me, though, and I always end up shutting it down. I be cool with somebody. And mind you, I'm not, like I said, I'm not the flirty dude. And you could talk how you talk. I don't judge you. But as soon as you tell me that a dude is cute, I let you slide with the first one. You got it. You got the first one. I'm going to play it off. Oh, yeah? Damn. So how was the weather over there where you at right now? Like, we're going to nip that shit in the bud. But the second time, you be like, oh, yeah, this person right here is cute. And I'm like, damn. You know, you got some big-ass titties, right? You might as well send me some pictures. Like, you got me fucked up if I'm about to sit here and talk about how cute another nigga is, which I ain't never been gay. So we ain't doing that. Like, I ain't your girlfriend. I'm your homie, not your girlfriend. Yeah. We ain't doing that shit.
Nah, I had to cut off all the, you know, you can call me to chill. Because, like, the only automatic situation for me where I put a chick in the friend zone is if you fucking with somebody I know, or, you know, that's my man. Like, you might as well be a dude. So I will, like, you can have conversations with me. I'm never looking at you that way. I'm never going, you know, cross any lines or anything like that. But it's like being a apex predator. And motherfuckers want to treat you like a house cat. It's like, nah, you need to remember, I got fangs and claws, and I will fuck you up. Like, stop coming around me like you think it's safe. Like, that.
Facts.
I need to prove to you that it ain't safe. Like, I don't really want.
The thing with me is, we could be homies, but I'm not your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we not going to do. We not going to sit here and pretend like you could even slightly treat me like I'm your girlfriend. No, we not doing that. Like, certain shit we not talking about. It's just not happening. I don't care if you period on. I don't want to hear about your motherfucking cramps. Yeah, we cool, and I'm fucking 40 years old, so I know what cramps is. I know what a menstrual cycle is. But that don't mean we about to sit here and have a whole conversation about that shit. We not doing that. I don't do that shit with my wife. Fuck, make you think I'm going to do that shit with your ass. Like, what? Nah, you got me fucked up.
That's facts. But now the ladies just feel the need to, like, but this one was different because it was, like I said, it was, we been big bro, like, without the need for a title. It was no need to, like, just, like, unnecessarily clarify that situation. And nobody has pushed up on you. Nobody. People, we have watched other niggas make moves.
That's the crazy part.
And just sat back and spectated that shit. Laughed our asses off, you know. But at no time was we like, oh, nah, nigga, that's me. Like, nah, you cross the line. Like, nah, you know. We gonna have fun. You know, we gonna.
Sometimes I think certain females feel like they kind of gotta put it out there a little bit, just so you know. You know what I mean? But what's understood ain't gotta be explained. Exactly. You know what I mean? And I think sometimes a lot of females don't even realize you've been in the friend zone your damn self. So why you letting me know something that you already are? You gonna try to give me the title because you don't want it no more. You know what I mean? Said. Like. You already been there. Now all of a sudden you need, but I didn't feel the need to let you know because it's not that serious. But you feel like I gotta let you know, like, nah, nigga, don't you ever look at these buns too hard. Like I'm not gonna look. We could be friend zone all day. I'm still gonna look at your ass. I'm still gonna look at your titties. I'm telling you now. Like, we could be friends like a motherfucker, but I'm still a man. God damn it.
Yeah, don't be doing the shit. Sending me the pictures. How does outfit look? Okay. All right.
Bet. But then you don't want me to look at it crazy. You don't want me to be like, damn, your ass look crazy this joint. Well, why would you say that? What you send me the picture for?
Yeah. Now, I know in high school I had a chick friend zone me, and this was one I ain't want to be in. Like, no, she was the baddest. And we used to do everything together. We used to go to the mall and stuff like that. And she'd be so mad because we'd be at the mall. And I just be ice grilling niggas. Like, everybody I saw looked like they was about to walk over there. I just give them the look. Like, I wouldn't ever say nothing. I'm not hugged up on her or nothing like that. It was just be like, nah, nigga, don't even walk your ass across this courtyard.
I had a couple feet, couple homies that they used to always want to go out with me because I, you know what I mean? Y'all see how I am. I laugh, joke, talk shit. I'm like this all day, every day. So they want to go out, but I used to tell them, you're not about to let no niggas crack on you while you're with me. Like, it's the principle behind it. We ain't got to be fucking, but it's the principle, because now it's like you got this dude thinking that I could walk over here not knowing if he's your dude or not.
Right.
Like, we're not doing that. The same way how when I was doing my thing, if I'm with my female homies, no, I'm not about to sit here and keep cracking on chicks. That's disrespectful at the end of the day. Like, if we vibing, why you can't just chill? Like, why you got to get all these numbers tonight? Now I'm sitting here looking like a whole poop hut because you get numbers and I'm buying drinks and shit. Like, now when this nigga asks me, yo, you buy me a drink too, and I punch him in his face, I'm the bad guy.
Right. It's a respect thing. Like, I don't think women understand, like that's the apex for us. Like, I think some women look at love as like they want love and all that shit. Niggas want respect. Right. They want respect from their woman. They want respect from other dudes. And so, yeah, if I'm out with you, even if we doing the whole friend thing, like, nah, I you not going to disrespect me by entertaining all these niggas in front of me. Like, like I'm your gay friend or some shit. And he not about to disrespect me by walking over here, not knowing the situation. Like, he just going to push me out the way and make his move. But it's definitely a respect thing. And that shit the other night was mad disrespectful. Mad disrespectful. You know, it's all love, little sis. Nobody's angry. It was fucking hilarious. We laughed our asses off about it. But it was disrespectful as fuck, and it needed to be addressed.
I don't. You mean, me personally, I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't think it was disrespectful. I looked at it as something that she felt she needed to say. You know what I mean? But my whole question was, why did you feel the need to say it? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think sometimes, and not just speaking on her, just in general, a lot of people don't read the room. So, what they thinking is the only thing that they thinking. Instead of reading the room, sometimes you gotta sit back and read the room. Like as men, we could look at a chick and be like, "All right, I'm gonna be wasting my time crack on her. Ain't no point." And that's not saying she out my league. That's just saying that I feel like I'm gonna waste my time even trying. So why would I? You know what I mean? Because you read in the room. You know certain rooms you don't walk into. You don't. Ain't no point in going into them. So I think some people, mainly females, don't read the room. They just go off their instinct of emotions and feelings. Like, I feel like one day you could try me, so let me shut it down now. Not even paying attention that you got a nigga that's not even worrying about you like that.
Yeah.
And I think some females miss out on good friendships. I've seen some females miss out on good friendships with myself and other dudes because in your mind you can't let go of the fact that you think every dude trying to fuck you. You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, I mean, in all situations, even if I'm not trying, It's even if I'm not trying to fuck you, I like to think that the possibility is there. If I ever, you know what I'm saying? If I ever just, you know, whatever, like if I ever just wanted to
like
entertain
you might not
it,
have a key, but the door might just happen to be cracked open one day.
Right. Yeah, you just can't. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It just it hit the wrong way, like
pause, nigga.
Thank you.
But it came across the wrong way because it was just like, you know, it was no need to shut that door. I wasn't knocking. I wasn't trying to get in. Like, you ain't have to like put the deadbolt on it. Just let me know. Like, I wasn't trying.
Nah, she dug.
And now, like you said, you know,
she dug the moat around the motherfucker door. Like,
right, right. But then it got specific. It was like, I need everybody to understand that the door is open for other niggas. Just it say no entry for Flan. Like, just you specifically, nigga. You over there, right there. The dude who said he retired and not coming off the porch, I need you to know that you can't come off the porch over
if
here.
If you ever decide to step off that porch, walk out the back door. Don't walk this way.
I would say it was like sitting in a park minding your fucking business. I'm playing, you know, Words with Friends on my phone or something. And some chick from across the street just sees me and make a beeline for me to be like, hey, I just wanted to let you know. I noticed you from over here, and you'll never fuck me. Like, just for what? Like, for what?
So you know.
It was unnecessary.
Don't you ever dare. Not you better not say it. You better not dare. Think about it. Your mind better be on everything but them motherfucking cakes. Them cakes better never cross your brain. And if they do, you better wake the fuck up out your dream, motherfucker. That's basically what that shit was. Like, listen, nigga.
That's exactly what it was. And it just kept going. But not to harp on that too much. I also, once I sent you, because I get stuff on my Facebook timeline, and it never dawns on me that I'm the only person. Like, this shit is tailor-made for me, and the other people aren't seeing this. So when I see these ads and stuff, for stuff on Facebook, I'd be like, oh, you know, everybody must know about this. But I am realizing, like, Facebook knows me very well. They advertise shit to me that they believe that I will buy, and I usually have to sit there, like, resisting the urge to buy unnecessary shit.
First of all, if you bought that shit, I need to see it. Pause.
I haven't bought it yet.
I know what you're about to say. You bought it.
I haven't bought it yet, but I swear to God, it's on my mind, and they keep motherfucking showing it to me. But if y'all haven't seen this, and there's several people to make one. That was just the one ad I decided to send.
Hold up, you did your research.
I did my research. I get a lot of these ads. I get ads, people, for these ass pillows. And not like the pillow that you sit your ass on. This is a pillow in the shape of an ass that you would sleep on.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. When you sent it to me, the wiggle on that joint was crazy, though.
Crazy.
Like, that shit was bananas. I ain't gonna hold you. Like,
it looks soft. It looks inviting.
It's still the principle behind it. I am not laying my head. I'm not going to sleep on nobody's ass. I'm just not doing it.
There's no chance of anything coming out of it. I mean, there's no gas. No, yeah, it's not possible.
See, you know how
ass you could ever sleep on.
You know how you said you scared of white babies? Yeah, I'm scared of getting my ear farted in. So that just wouldn't work for me. It's the principle. Like,
all right. So then, if this ass pillow is a thing, which it seems like it is, and it's crazy that in the ad, like, it's all women. Like, hugging and squeezing these ass pillows like they the greatest thing ever.
That's how they gonna get dudes to buy it, because dudes are gonna be like, oh, that must be her ass. And you gonna get that shit, and that shit gonna be Susie from down the block, flat ass. You gonna be mad as shit.
Be mad, yeah. That'll be fucked up if, like, it only lasts for, like, a couple weeks or something.
Facts.
You try to lay your head on that joint after a couple weeks.
It's like a butt injection. It starts sagging after a while.
Sag, yeah. Just the brick wall after a little bit. All right, so here's a business idea. Like, if you're not one for the ass pillow, like, should we come up with, like, a titty pillow? Like, just a straight, like, cleavage? Would it be loose titties, or would it be in a bra? How would that work?
The titties got to be long for me. Like, they can't be long perky. Titties. Like, they can't be perky, and they can't be small titties. Small titties make me nervous.
I mean, they could come in all sizes.
They got to be double,
cups.
Triple D's and up.
Triple D's.
Yeah.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah.
I need watch to, a lot I of need Food
to,
Network.
I need to be able to lay my head between the titties, on the titties, under the titties. And the titties got to be movable. Like, they can't just be, like, the shape of a titty. It got to be, like, I could move the titty around if I want.
They got to be separate titties, and they got to be able to.
Yeah, because I might want to put my arm. My arm might be cool. I might want to put one on my arm and shit.
I got you.
You know what I mean? You know how you lay titty side and it's like one titty be on the bed and the other titty on your cheek. I might want to do that tonight. You know what I mean? Like, I might want to switch the game up a little bit.
So would the pillowcase be like in the shape of a bra, and you could remove the pillowcase if you wanted to and just go raw titty?
That'd actually be dope as fuck. Even though mine's would never have a pillowcase on it.
Never. No. I figured that was you.
No, I would never. Fuck it. Hashtag free the puppies. Real shit.
Will we have to work out, like, all right, and no diss to the person who I know might feel a certain kind of way. Will we have like an innie and an outie model? Like, we had some inverted joints, you know. What's the yola ratio? What's the appropriate areola ratio to the shits? I think I need to feel the nipple. Like on my cheek.
No. I need. It will be pointless to have it if there's no nipple on it. Like, that's even scarier. Like, you got these big ass titties with no nipple at all. Like, that would be That would make me nervous as hell. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. But between the innie and the outie, I really don't care either one. Long as I see some nippleage. You know what I'm saying? And it would actually be dope if they get hard. Like, when it's cold in the room, it lets you know that it's cold because the nipples is hard.
I'm saying, it sounds like we joking, but I'm saying. Like,
I'm with it, with it.
There's a market for these ass pillows. It gotta be a motherfucking market.
Hey, and all you motherfuckers listening, if you steal our ideas, I'm hunting you down.
Yeah, I'm coming for my percentage.
Because that actually would be, that. First of all, that'd be dope, and I could see a lot of people getting that shit.
Yeah.
I know a lot of motherfuckers would pay for that shit, real shit, like. First of all, if niggas is buying fucking pocket pussies that's in the shape of a flashlight, niggas gonna buy a titty pillow.
I will say this, man. The market, as a person that's been sitting on a porch for a long time, like the technological advances in like pocket pussies and all that is crazy. They got the joints now that just like suck your dick for you, like hands free. They got hands free shit in there.
Wow. Yeah. So you just walk up to the wall, bzzz, go to work. Just
go to work. That's ladies, bananas. Like I'm saying, y'all got your roses and stuff, but you might need to step your game up. Like, you know, you take too many nights off, nigga might go on Amazon and just replace you real quick.
Facts. You walk into you get in the shower and you see some shit hooked up to the wall, waist high. Don't be mad, ladies.
Right.
Just leave him alone. Shut the fuck up and leave him alone. Remember, you ain't want to suck his dick last night, right?
Hey. He ain't gonna have to talk to it. He ain't gonna have to listen to his day. What the girl from HR said to her and all that kind of. Nope.
He ain't got to worry about hearing, I don't do this all the time. He ain't got to worry about hearing that shit. None of that.
So yeah, it's crazy out here right now. But all right, last but not least, we just did the show about females in. You're not supposed to say females. I'm trying to learn how to navigate this world. Anyway, women in hip hop, right? And so about, like, for the 80s, I was in it. For the 90s, I was with y'all. And somewhere around the 2000s, just names started coming up. And I'm like, all these motherfuckers can't be rappers. It's not possible. Like, what has happened to hip-hop? Is it just too easy for people to put music out now? So now it's just so many unnecessary niggas?
Here's where we got to blame one person and one person only. We got to blame Soulja Boy. The crazy part is you got to thank Soulja Boy for the same exact thing. When he basically broke the mold when it came to being a social media rapper or social media influencer when it came to music and shit like that, flooding the market with streams, going crazy with just pushing your music on social media, that became a thing. So now... That was one of the easy ways to get in, but now it's oversaturated to where it's so many people that's like, oh, I got music, let me just throw it on social media. It's to the point where people don't even like promote their shit really no more. They just fucking flood your fucking posts with their mixtape, with they songs, and most of the songs don't even be good. It'd be one thing if your shit was good, nigga. Like, don't tag me in some shit that ain't even good. If you're going to tag me, at least make sure your shit of quality. You know what I mean? Don't send me your SoundCloud link, nigga. If you ain't, it's too easy to get on Amazon and Apple and all that shit now. Like, it's too easy to buy beats. It's too easy for everything. That's the reason why music has become so watered down. And it's sad because a lot of the female rappers is really only popping because of the way that they look. Because you got thirsty-ass dudes like, oh, she bad as shit, and she says she sucked dick. Nigga, that don't make it hot. That don't make it a hot song. You got a motherfucker like Rhapsody getting overshadowed by bitches that all they talk about is putting dick in their mouth. Like, you ain't got nothing else to talk about but how many dicks you sucked this week. Like, your whole album is just dick suck tutorial.
That shit hurt my spirit, nigga. Like, when Rhapsody name came up and it was like, who? And then these 30 other random ass names, like, you could just put some shit together and it's a name. Ice Spice? What the fuck is an Ice Spice?
First of all, what makes this shit crazy is a motherfucker like Rhapsody, somebody like Bahamadia, they've never been noticed by women. They've only been noticed by men. That's what makes that shit crazy. Women don't pay attention to rappers like to those type of rappers, but they be the first ones saying, oh, you can't look at women a certain way and y'all shouldn't treat us a certain way and blah, 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 blah. But y'all gave us the blueprint. You know what I mean?
This is where I get canceled, because it's the same thing with the WNBA. Like, people be talking about WNBA players and how they need to get paid more. The league would be profitable and they'd be able to pay these people more if women went to the fucking games.
Facts.
If y'all go to the games and actually support the league, then they would be making the money, or maybe not the same money, but more money than they making now, and be able to have salaries that, you know, comparable to the dudes. But
facts, because a lot of them actually really be fucking hooping.
Yeah, but it's like it's the women who not really supporting the league. But yeah, you know, we had to do this. We had to give my homie, now that we one and the same, we are undistinguishable. Like all facts. Black people look the same type shit. Like, you know,
facts.
We just big bros. I
think that was the worst part, was she was like, y'all the same person. I said, well, goddamn, like, we can't even be different people even.
Yeah. Like, it was like, you unfuckable. You not even unique enough to be different than the other nigga. You're not funny. Like, the shots just kept motherfucking coming. It was horrible, man.
She motherfucking shot us, reloaded, shot us again, then went and got a gallon of motherfucking alcohol and just poured that shit straight in the wool. Like, die, nigga, die. Fuck is you talking about?
Nah, but that's Lil Sis. That's Lil Sis.
Facts. Still Lil Sis all day.
All day. Man, all right, so do you feel better about this? I think the audio is going to be better. The audio is definitely going to be better. You know, we talked our shit on some topics that I don't normally cover on here. I did this because I got my homie on here. I get to actually talk some shit with somebody and talk shit back.
It's always a pleasure. See, your show, you don't let motherfuckers on your show, so I feel like you selfish as shit. Like, you be trying to hold all the spotlight for yourself, man. So I just want to tell your fans that I'm around. You know what I'm saying? In case you want to hear some new shit, I'm around. You know what I mean, I know I don't talk white enough for y'all. You know what I mean? Like, and that's cool. Like, but I'm around. You know what I mean? Like, I am from Philly, so I could be considered Will Smith, even though he was a little just as white as Carlton on Fresh Prince. But that's neither here nor there. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm around. Just so y'all know. Just saying.
You see how y'all push that nigga, and then, you know, so now I'm going to have to slap somebody. Now I got to just find a nigga. I'm going to have to get married just so I can be like, don't keep my name, my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Roger, the fuck porch that.
Just for that. But now I do want to say this to the people. Like, the plugs I met is a very specific thing. It's the plugs I met. It's not the niggas I know. I would do that show. I would create a whole nother series called the niggas I know for random motherfuckers talking to you, Big Smash, that just feel the need to be on here. But the plugs I met was for people who, you know, I saw operating a specific way and who specifically, personally for me, expanded my network, you know. And I can say, you know, 100% that from the moment, you know, I met Raw and I did his show, like, my network has expanded exponentially. The people who have access to me now and the shows I've been on and the people I know.
Hey, hit that button one time.
Went through the roof.
They got access to you?
I said, I let you slide on all that busting on yourself and all that shit because I know for some reason your Philly mind tells you that that's not a pause worthy statement.
Because we've been saying that shit since we was kids. So that's like one thing that we don't look at like as crazy. And it's funny because when I say that to people, like especially the females, they be like, oh, why would you say something like that to me? And in my mind, I'm like, what? But I be having to remember like that's some Philly shit. I don't know. It is what it is. Like
y'all Philly cats. Y'all Philly cats. One of these days we got to do the. I know you don't want to do it, but we got to do the Beans versus Styles battle. We never had our battle. I feel like that whole playlist battle thing. I don't know what happened to it. It just kind of. I know what happened to it. But we're not going.
Exactly.
Hey, I had you on the show, Smash. And you can explain yourself. You can tell the people. How you only listen to the radio and you still Ray J CDs and all that shit.
Yo, I've never seen a motherfucker. You want to do all this shit with music and you don't even know music. Like, how the fuck does this happen? Like, how does this happen? Like,
nah,
I don't know.
It's crazy. This is why I say I feel like a Neanderthal. Like, because dudes these days, a lot of dudes that don't watch sports, niggas act like rap music is offensive to them or some shit like that. They don't listen to music. They can't. They don't know any history of anything, any artists, nothing like that. All they listen to is what come on the radio. Like, I'm old, nigga. I'm a big bro now. I'm damn near uncle. I ain't got the uncle label. That's you.
But facts.
I'm damn near on unk status.
I forgot about that one. Hey, hold up. These motherfuckers is damn near best friends, but one of them called me bro, one of them called me uncle. Like, how the fuck does this work? And I've been there since day one.
Day one. Yeah, nah,
I ain't worked my way into the bro zone. Like, I literally was, like, birthed into the bro zone. Like, that shit is crazy. But the uncle one was like, damn, like, I'd rather be bro than fucking uncle. Like, shit.
Yeah, nah, hold on. My bad, my bad. Uncle status yet.
Dirty uncle. That's what this motherfucker called me. My dirty uncle.
Pervy uncle.
Yeah.
You be leaning into that shit, though. That's I see you.
Hey, listen, I'm okay with it, man. At some point, man, in your life, you got to think to yourself, right? If everybody looks at you this certain way, why the fuck not? Like, they can't call you nothing more worse than they already call you, right? They can't look at you worse than they already call you. So everybody be like, oh, you an asshole. Okay, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I just be an
asshole to everybody, and now you ain't got to worry about saying it because I'm saying it for you.
Y'all are pushing me in that direction, man. I'm about to take this Deacon shit seriously.
Nah, nigga, you going to be off the porch before you know it. Fuck you talking about? Your ass go swan dive off that motherfucking porch just so you could prove the motherfuckers like, listen, goddammit, I am from Chocolate City, motherfucker.
I just need people to stop feeling safe around me. It's not cool. I don't appreciate it.
Yo, that's why I told you I do and say certain shit sometimes. Like, no, you're not going to feel, like, I want you to be safe, but I don't want you to feel like you could leave your motherfucking front door open safe. Like, no, I'm not that nigga. Like, still lock your door, motherfucker. Don't just leave the door cracked. Like, oh, it's just him. Like, nah, fuck out of here. We ain't doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, I'll be big bro, and I'll make sure you good if we go anyplace. Well, nobody else fuck with you, but, you know, don't treat me like I don't exist. Like, you know, like I'm not functional. Like I said, it ain't no ED, no type of shit like that. Like, keeping me on the porch. Hey, nah, it all still works. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Somebody gonna find out.
Yo.
But no, man, I appreciate you, man. This was a good conversation, man. Tell the people where they can find you. You know, I'm always on there anyway, so yeah, you know.
Facts.
Hype me up for a different arena.
Listen up, people. It's your boy Raw Sass, host of the All on the Table podcast. Also, co-host of the Twin of Them podcast. I'm saying that one right there, you gotta be in the know. J Dot. I tell y'all, you got to be in the know to know about that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'll definitely see a different version of me on that track. But as for the whole podcast,
make sure y'all check that motherfucker out. Right now, I'm still on break. I'll be back, I think it's April 6th. First episode back this week. No, yeah, April 6th. But until then, be on the lookout. I got some interviews that I'm dropping, some dope people, some artists, kind of somebody else that I know that's grinding, doing her thing on a lot of different levels. I got dope content, dope shit coming for y'all. Just make sure y'all tap in all major streaming platforms, YouTube every Thursday. If you happen to stumble across a page, trust and believe, go back to the beginning and play catch up, because you're going to love every motherfucking episode. No, I ain't going to lie. Some of my episodes was bullshit, but for some reason, those be the episodes motherfuckers like, which I feel like it'd be weird as fuck. The episodes that I'd be like, yo, this shit going to pop. Y'all don't like them episodes. I don't understand you motherfuckers. Like, you can't please everybody. Like, it's like having a house full of kids and one want hot dogs, the other one want chicken nuggets. Like, you can't just make hot dogs. Or the other kid gonna just go crazy. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand you motherfuckers. But I'm everywhere and nowhere at the same motherfucking time. So Google me, bitch. And me. Yeah.
Now, I can definitely vouch, man. I've been on the show a number of times, and it's always a good time, always a good conversation. So yeah, definitely go check it out. But while you're checking that out, hit up the store, whatistws.com/store. We're moving into the summer of the algorithm. So coupon code algorithm will get you 20% off your entire order. That's ALGORITHM. Hope I spelled that right. I believe I did. You'll find out one way or the other. But yeah, hit up the store. And if you like what you heard here, please, you know, subscribe. A repost, a retweet goes a long way. Tell a friend, all that good shit. You know, I drop episodes every Monday. So, you know, come back and fuck with me. Raw be here, or I'll be on All on the Table. Or, you know what I'm saying? If you know, catch me on Twin and M and see a completely different side of the Deacon.
Facts.
But until we speak again, y'all be safe, be easy, be the light. And know this, if you know nothing else, there's no need to tell me I'm in the bro zone. And I fucking love you. Hop.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then, you might realize it later. Love.